This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scala Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scala.com, an electronic digital company transforming the retail space in all the major continents. But we're focusing now on North America because the tariff news, which is various, is said to be a determinative for the Federal Reserve to move on the interest rates, which are understood as high compared to the strength of the economy and the need to move towards 2% without disrupting markets. The housing market in particular is disrupted. The price of a house is very high, but the mortgage is daunting, especially to young people, and that is the future. The family formation builds the economy. I welcome Chris Riegel to comment on the tariffs and the concern at the Federal Reserve about inflation, because my chief source of information about the economy is my good colleague Jim McTague, former Barron's editor in Washington, now retired to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And Jim watches Costco. He watches other franchises in the area. And as of here at midsummer, does not see a market change in pricing. But we're always anticipating it coming in the second half of the year. Chris, a very good day to you. There's Lancaster County looking for inflation. You move around the country routinely, and your business takes you to every state. Do you see one region or another showing inflation now? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. California is certainly being hammered by the challenges of both inflation and poor governance. That translates throughout the sectors, whether it be quick service restaurants, whether it be gasoline, whether it be other. But California is certainly showing those signs. You see it in other areas of the economy, but you're starting to also see some of the deflationary on energy and eggs and other staples across the country. But California is currently getting hammered quite hard.
And is there a flashing number anywhere that would alarm the Fed? Because Mr. Powell, who is under what you'd have to say celebrity pressure from the president of the United States to produce or get out, is due for his term to end soon enough, next year, I believe. And what we're looking at now is the future for the Federal Reserve's credibility and independence from Washington. Do you see a red line anywhere that has been crossed in the country for inflation to satisfy Mr. Powell's concerns?
On the inflation side, no, John. I think there is a big boost to the economy that's happening across the country. You see that in the build of data centers. You see that in the build of heavy infrastructure coming back to the U.S. on certain parts of tech manufacturing. So I think the consumer is slow and the consumer is facing headwinds because of costs and economic challenges. The business sector at large tier business and big investments is very robust, and the number of large tier data centers going online, taking every electrician, every tradesman possible to help build, is really driving the economy in the background that might not be visible to the average citizen.
One particular state, your native Ohio, you are a Buckeye, you're headquartered in Dayton, and I'm looking at November 3rd, 2026 to measure the economy growing, the midterms, and the future for the states that want to do business. There are some states where it's very difficult to start a business and to maintain it. That would be the blue states. There are other states, red states, especially the flashing red states of Florida, Texas, and Tennessee, that invite businesses to relocate because of low or no state taxes. Ohio has a state tax, and it has a very successful governor, Mr. DeWine, who's retiring. The candidates for the office in November of 26 are led by Vivek Ramaswamy, who was much in the news during the recent campaign. He's a very glib and magnetic, charismatic person who is able to turn topics in any direction, despite the fact that he's chiefly known as a biotech entrepreneur. Dave Yost, the attorney general, and the lieutenant governor, Jim Tressel, are named as his chief rivals for the nomination. Mr. Ramaswamy, you tell me, is talking about a 0% state tax, which would make it equivalent to Texas. Is Ohio ready to grow the way Texas grows? I know it has older infrastructure, and Cleveland is a blue city with troubles, but is the rest of Ohio, is it ready to go?
So, John, Ohio's been blessed over the last 10 to 12 years with very good governance. Unlike New York, unlike Illinois, unlike California, Ohio has a centrist to centrist, slightly right legislature, good governor, good lieutenant governors, good examples of proper and responsible state leadership. All of the candidates as listed on the Republican side are viable to be the next governor, but I think it's a runaway game for Mr. Ramaswamy. He at the moment has a very substantial lead, has very solid name recognition, and quite honestly is bringing some great ideas to say, let's make Ohio the Texas or the Florida of the Midwest. Let's get to a 0% income tax. Let's continue to work on the expansion and the renovation of the Rust Belt, what was here before, to reinvent the economy. And I think he's bringing new ideas and a tremendous amount of energy. Also, I think in Ohio, we have a bit of a view towards longstanding politicians. Mr. Ramaswamy being new to the field, coming with new ideas, coming with points of a change agent would put him in a very strong position against the incumbent Democratic machine candidates that they're likely to put up.
Right now, the vice president, Mr. Vance, is looked upon the natural successor to Mr. Trump, who cannot run again. Does Vance have an opinion in this primary, or is he going to stay out of it?
I've not seen anything publicly, but I think it's relatively certain to say that since Mr. Ramaswamy is very much in the Trump camp, Mr. Vance, Vice President Vance, is likely to be supportive and quite helpful in the race coming up.
Well, and what does Ohio need besides that 0% interest, 0% tax, which would do it? I'm not asking for more. I'm just asking for where else Ramaswamy can go. Can he take on Cleveland in that machine?
So, John, we need a governor who can take on some of the incumbent problems, the failing public schools and challenges with education here, the challenges with legacy infrastructure, some of the challenges with the drug and the opioid problems throughout Ohio. As governor, Mr. Ramaswamy will have his plate full, but I think he brings a new energy, a new view towards how to govern and how to try to engage business, engage communities further to attack the problem. And honestly, that energy is essential. We've had, again, competent people in government here, but not ones that were moving the ball downfield as fast as possible.
You live in a digital universe. That's your business. What I'm learning now is that states are being graded on the basis of their ability to grow, especially with electricity, the demands of data centers and modern communication in the cities that exist, that secondary and tertiary cities. How's Ohio look about electricity, about energy sources, and about communication? Does it look to the future?
So, John, I would tell all of those companies on the West Coast that are struggling with failing cities, inability to get electricity to build data centers, and challenging infrastructure, come to Ohio. We have all three. We have good governance. We have a very reasonable tax footprint. And where electricity that was built in the infrastructure of 50, 60, 70s for industries that may no longer be here, quite honestly, because of the Rust Belt decay, that electricity and that infrastructure is still here. There's opportunity in Ohio to drive your business forward.
You also have a state education system, second to none, and private, to put in private. So you're training the people. Are they staying in Ohio, or are they going to the big cities like Chicago and New York? You young people who are STEM.
John, increasingly you're seeing them stay, and you're also seeing young people that from out of state coming to the state because of the affordable housing, the better environment for growing a family or young growing families. So you're seeing a influx into Ohio of next generation business people and leaders because of the great conditions here.
And so what we're looking at here is that when I spoke to Texas this week, I mentioned Ohio as a growth potential looking at the future. You're looking at a state that's ready to rival Texas and Florida's success. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Ohio should lead the way in innovation, in defense tech sectors, other tech sectors in the next generation economy. Someone like Mr. Ramaswamy, who has that vision of where the state can go, is incredibly helpful and can help drive that vision forward so that Texas will wish to be the next Ohio.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage, headquartered in Dayton, Ohio.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.